Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bezrat Hashem, Shalom Bayis Shir, number 450. We are starting the book, Matayvo Yalacha in Yiddish, Pure Oneness in English, a Torah-based journey to oneness in marriage and in intimacy. And we're going to talk about the core of marriage, that when talking about Shalom Bayis, the Chasanim or Kalas or newlyweds, many people focus on the tips and methods to prevent conflicts, or to prevent disagreements. But very few people are elaborate enough to explain what the concept of love is, what the concept of deep connection is, that a husband and wife should aim for. Very often also, as important and it's crucial, taharas ha-mishpacha, and the halachais, especially of Harchakis in the Nida period, and all those dinim of Tahara are extremely important. You can't have a marriage without knowing these halachas and abiding by them. But we have to make sure to not forget about the overall forest by looking at each individual tree and recognize that the whole purpose of these Harchakis is the Kiruv that comes afterwards. So not enough emphasis is placed on what it really takes to have meaningful Shalom Bayis, what a healthy Jewish home should look like. Yes, instructions and tips to avoid conflict are useful, are important. Any practical suggestion, and a lot of these shiurim are full of very practical suggestions. But tips and side points is not the yesod of a marriage. The idea is many people can attain a loving relationship naturally. Hashem created us with a nature to want to have healthy relationships. But unfortunately, many couples don't. Even though love is a natural emotion, it doesn't always kick in between a couple unless there's knowledge and effort and skill to achieve it. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that awareness needs to be. If people aren't aware of the importance of striving to reach a deeper love, and they're just satisfied with, okay, we'll live together without arguing, like business partners, and they won't notice that there's anything really substantially wrong with the marriage. But it doesn't work that way. There's an absolute chiyuv from the Torah perspective to love your husband, to love your wife, and to develop a true connection so that we can better understand the benefits of that deep love between a husband and wife. That's a refuah for them physically and spiritually. So a home, the key is to have that atmosphere that true peace and harmony could be. And yes, one needs to work hard to avoid friction. Sometimes small disagreements could blow up into large ones. Rapam talked about that a lot, about learning how to talk with a respect and a love and a care. And that would save a lot of problems. But it's not just that. One needs to internalize true love. If they have that true love for one another, they won't have to have constant effort to avoid conflicts. They won't have to work that hard to weigh every word that it should be the correct word, because with that true love, you will ultimately automatically talk in a more respectful, loving way. And you invest time in the marriage, and you invest effort in the marriage, in building the relationship and sustaining the relationship. And when there's a disagreement, don't get shaken up by it. It's not a path to misery. It's an opportunity to listen to each other, to find a solution to work for both, and to build on each other, to support each other, and to make the atmosphere at home as best as possible to be upbeat and calm, where the home is a happy place for themselves, and it's a happy place for their children, or anyone who comes there as a guest. In any of your marriage, there's going to be ups and downs. And some situations will cause misunderstandings, and there'll be hurt feelings, and it's normal. But as long as these hurt things happen not too often, don't worry about it. We could deal with these understandings, and that's part of life. But if there's genuine love between a couple, then the hurt feelings will usually pass quickly. Like Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis, Al Kol Pshoim Techase Ahava. Love covers up all faults. Even if feelings were hurt, the power of love will smooth it over, will heal it. But if there's no real connection between a couple, then the conflict may go from a small one and it'll snowball into a big one in a quick period of time, and it'll spiral out of control because the connection is lacking. But when there is a warm and loving relationship, then it covers up those faults. It overrides it. It smooths things over. A loving, warm relationship is most important in marriage beyond any other relationship. You have a business relationship, of course, it's important that if you have two partners, that they get along with each other. But even if they don't like each other that much, it's not the end of the world. They make it work because they both want to make money. They finish the day's work. Each one goes to their own home, their own space, where they find their own warmth and fulfillment. Worst case scenario, they'll split up and there'll be a little financial loss, but nothing major will happen. But in a Jewish home, two people, husband and wife, cannot possibly function in a house together if they're not on good terms. And splitting up there comes with an extremely hefty, hefty price. Therefore, we need to do everything we can to invest in this sensitive relationship and work very hard towards it. And when we establish a true bond with our husband, with our wife, that will be even stronger when these kind of conflicts come. And they not only won't cause damage, it'll bring them closer together. It'll allow them, let's turn the page, put that behind us, make the bad moment a thing of the past, learn from it and move forward. It's so, so important. It brings down from a Sefer Amudei Shiva, the Goyen of Gachovsky. And he says a person needs to know that when he gets married, it's not that they're living as two separate partners in one house. It doesn't work like that, you know, that each one does his thing to be mashlim themselves so they could together dwell peacefully in one house. No, that's not alone what it is. But rather you marry with a person to have your heart full of love towards her, husband to wife, wife to husband. And when you love that person, everything is different than if you don't love. If you don't love, you need a lot of Rachmei Shemayim for it to keep up. But if there is that love, then the way he teaches it, Al mei menuches yin aleini, you'll lead me in calm waters. You could daven for that and work for it. Tefillah, then effort, and trust Hashem. But the effort needs to be there. The effort needs to be there to also develop that Simchas HaChaim. It's not enough where a husband and a wife on the outside by Simchas or walking or, you know, they look like a very happy couple. They may have yielded to each other. They may have good midos and they may not have that many arguments, but they're still lacking that inner happiness and satisfaction. Why? Because they didn't develop the bond. Instead, they're doing each other favors, which is not a bad madrega either. But when you're doing favors, you're thinking that you're giving up something of yourself, meaning you're being mevatel your own will for the sake of shalom bayis. Now, that's not a bad relationship. That's actually not bad, but it's not ideal. It's not that relationship that you just strive for, not just to do things for the sake of shalom bayis. For the sake of shalom bayis, I'll be mevater. We talked about unhealthy vatranis. Now, this could very often be healthy vatranis, but that's not the ideal. That is not the ideal. The ideal is when their attitude is similar and one. Even if a couple is kind and giving to each other, it's not the same than when they act out of love for each other. If there's no love, the actions will feel forced and it'll wear you down and leave you a bad taste. This is the idea. We see this in the Torah with the mitzvah of Havas Hashem. It's a mitzvah of Ahavtas Hashem Lekecha, to love Hashem. Why do you need to love Hashem? To do mitzvahs, it's enough to have Oh Hav Hashem, Yiras Hashem. And the Sefer Chinuch explains. He explains like this. The Lashon is in Tuf Yud Ches. Sherish mitzvah zu yedua. V'havas Hashem, what's the sherish? Shlo yikayim ha'odam mitzvah Hashem baruch hu yafa. Rak ba'ahavosai oisai. Simply put, the root of this mitzvah is well known, that a man cannot fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem properly unless he loves Hashem. Hashem wants us to abide by the Torah out of sheer love for him, to do it happily, to do it with a full heart. But if it's as if you're forced, then you didn't do it properly. The Mesillas Yesharim talks about it as well in Perek Yud Ches, that if someone loves Hashem, he won't just try to exempt, you know, do his thing and that's it. But rather, it's like a loving son for his father, that even if the father doesn't say much, he already gets the hint. And he will understand what his father needs, and he'll right away... Son runs to do it because he loves his father. He's not going to wait till he tells him beferish. He'll know right away what to do. And this you see with anyone who loves each other deeply, between a husband and wife, father, son, that when there's a strong love, you don't say, oh, I wasn't obligated, I'll just do what I'm explicitly told to do. No, you learn to want to, out of love, do everything with nachas for the other. Mesillas Yesharim talks about that in Perek Yud Ches. There's a big difference between someone feeling forced to do something, even quote-unquote because of good midos for the sake of shalom bayis, or to do it out of passion and love. That's why you have a mitzvah of ahavas Hashem. And it's such a shame when couples treat each other nicely, yet they feel that their acts are a burden. They could have invested so much effort in building a true bond between them, resulting in them being happy to help and support each other and doing more for each other than is required by the letter of the law. And when they both do this, their life is mamish like a Gan Eden. It's not just doing physical acts for one another. It's emotional connection. And not just women need emotional connection. Husbands need emotional connection. They have to acknowledge that they need it, though, and not hide behind, you know, curtains and facades, but they both need emotional connection. You see this in Mishlei as well. Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Toiv aruchas yerek v'ahava sham, mishor evos v'sina bay. Toiv aruchas yerek v'ahava sham. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love, mishor evos v'sina bay, than a fattened ox where there is hate. In a home where the feeling of love exists, the atmosphere is on a completely different level than a home that is absent of loving emotion. When there's a loving relationship, it's a pleasure to spend time together. Issues are sought out with cooperation. There's a genuine will to help each other, to support each other. And there's no physical or material pleasure that comes close to this. He quotes here a beautiful Malbim. It's written very poetically in the Hakdama to Shir HaShirim. And it's just very, if someone's into the poetic way of describing things, it's beautiful. He quotes it here. I don't understand every single word here, but it's just you could see the beauty of it, of the connecting of Ahavas Hashem to Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael to Hashem. May we all be zeicha to this, Be'ezus Hashem. And we have to reframe ourselves. Number one, of course, removing from ourselves negative behaviors. But like we just said, even if the behaviors, Baruch Hashem, are good, create that bond. Not just this ideal of Shalom Bayis, or you're going to make Hashem happy, He'll be happy if your husband's happy. So I'll try to make him happy. You'll be happy. Hashem will be happy if my wife's happy. So I'll make her happy. No, Hashem wants you to have a real deep relationship, the bond, the connection. Then extrapolate that to all Bein Adam L'Chaveirois in each its own level, but certainly at home with one's own wife, one's own husband. Bracha and Hatzlacha.